And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. My next guest is a new Mexican consul in Tucson, Rafael Barceló. He took office August 1st, and he wants to make it clear, he is our friend and partner in building relations between Mexico and Tucson. Bienvenido, Consul Rafael Barceló. Thank you for being my guest on Tucson's Hispanic Voices.
Hi, Steve. I'm very happy and excited to be here with you and get to talk to your audience about me and the Consulate of Mexico here in Tucson.
Now, you moved to Tucson in August. How do you like Tucson so far?
I'm loving it. Let me tell you something about myself. I'm from Sonora State, just south of the border. And from Sonorans, Tucson is like part of our own home. So I'm super happy and excited. I'm a career diplomat. I've lived in several places in Costa Rica, in Brazil. But coming to Tucson feels like coming back home. And that is fantastic for me.
What services does the Consulate of Mexico offer the community here in Tucson that we should know about?
Wonderful. First, we have documentation services for Mexican nationals or for Mexican Americans too, for instance, dual citizenship. For those who have father or mother or both are Mexican born, they can reclaim dual citizenship. Also, we have what we call consular protection for those Mexican nationals that might have been victims of abuse, be it by local authorities or other persons. So we provide legal guidance and some forms of legal representation. And also, we are here to promote trade between our nations, also the Mexican culture and Mexican touristic attractions.
How big of an impact has COVID had on trade between Mexico and the United States and the impact it's had on Tucson?
It has been a big impact, actually. As you may know, the land border is closed for non-essential trips. And that, of course, for cities like Tucson that rely heavily on inter or intra-border trade, it has been problematic. Of course, we're in the middle of a war pandemic, and we as citizens, we as government need to act on it. So it's been a serious impact, particularly in border towns, but even southern Arizonans, shops or different businesses that rely on this trade of people have felt the impact. What has not been stopped is foreign trade among our nations, because that was one exception of the closure of our border. And of course, that's important because our economies rely heavily in our international trade, being because of the fruits and vegetables grown in Mexico that Americans' tables need, or because of the industrial components that are made in the U.S. and used in Mexican factories. That has not been impacted because it has been open for them. But in regard to the crossing of people, it has had an enormous impact, unfortunately.
As far as Mexican nationals coming to Tucson to shop, especially during the holidays, what kind of impact are we projecting right now?
It's hard to tell right now because the closure of the border has been made every 20th day of the month. That is started in March, and it's a length of 30 days. So right now we know that the border is going to be closed for non-essential trips, and shopping is one of the non-essential trips until November the 20th. And right now, unfortunately, as you may know, the number of cases has been growing in the last week. So perhaps we are going to be, during the holidays, with a border still closed for non-essential trips.
How is Mexico handling the coronavirus cases and the uptick in cases that we're seeing here in Arizona? Are we experiencing the same thing in Mexico?
It is very similar. The authorities in both sides of the border, of course, have summon the people to be extremely careful about it, but we are dealing with a very dangerous and contagious virus. So we unfortunately have had a lot of cases, and I don't think it is a coincidence because we have a very strong relationship, but it has been very similar the parts of the year when Mexico, particularly the northern state and the southern states of the U.S. have had the rise in cases, both in Mexico and in the United States here with the Mexican community. We are suggesting people stay home, stay healthy, but we still know that we have to be even more careful because, unfortunately, the pandemic is not being controlled.
How closely are you and Mexico working with health officials here in the United States or in Tucson or Pima County to try to control the spread of the pandemic on both sides of the border? Obviously, we know that there's a lot of trade still coming across, as you mentioned. Is Mexico working with health officials here to try and control that? And what is the plan, if so?
We have actually been very close with the city officials from Tucson and also with the Pima County officials, and particularly in regard with the Mexican communities and Mexican-American communities that resort to the consulate. And we actually have made campaigns for free COVID testing in our premises, also for flu shots, let's say, during this season. And that is in collaboration with local authorities. In regard to the protocols that have been enacted in Mexico, even the tourist authorities in Sonora State, let's say, are working together with their counterparts in the U.S., particularly in Arizona, to promote the same careful protocols for the pandemic and the after pandemic. So that is what we have right now. Of course, most of these health officials be it in Mexico or in the U.S. are working locally more than internationally. But Mexico, it is very reliant in the fact that international cooperation is going to be crucial to actually fight against a pandemic that is a war pandemic. This has affected every country very hard. And if we don't do it like in a coordinated fashion, in a multilateral way, it's going to be very hard to beat this invisible enemy that we're dealing with.
What advice do you have for a lot of Tucsonans who have familia in Sonora, especially in Hermosillo? Will they be able to travel during the holidays to see their familias there?
Of course, if they are Mexican or have a Mexican family, they will be able to go to Sonora and the rest of Mexico. And there is no prohibition in the Mexican side of the border for any Mexican or resident in Mexico to cross to our country. What I could suggest is like we be very responsible about it, knowing that it is a hard time still, and we have to be very sensible about any visit, particularly for if we can put at risk some members of our families that are vulnerable, be it because their age, be it because they have preconditions. So it's like it's a family discussion that we have to have if it is sensible to do those visits. They will be able to do it, but I think it needs to be very reasoned if it is right to do it or not. That would be the advice that I could give. It's like something that has been discussed inside our families, if it should be done or not.
Let's switch gears a little bit. In your opinion, what does the Mexican culture mean to Tucson?
There are Mexican roots to Tucson. But what I see when I work with Mexicans that live in Tucson is that Tucson doesn't just benefit because it has Mexican roots. It actually has Mexican branches and Mexican flowers and Mexican fruit. That means that the closeness that we have in geographical and cultural aspects, you can feel it in Tucson. And I think it's something that makes this city so diverse, so welcoming to different forms of culture, of the gastronomy, etc. So I think it means a lot for Tucson, these strong and deep connections that it has with Mexico. And also for Mexico, it's like we, as Mexicans, we come to Tucson and we feel so identified, we feel so welcome in this city. So I will be enjoying much living in this city, particularly because of that diversity and the eternal presence of some Mexican traits in every part of Tucsonan culture.
Before we go, Consul Rafael Barceló, I have a rapid-fire questions, fuego rápido de preguntas, to ask you. It's all about having fun. I know you're new to Tucson, but I'm sure you've had a chance to get to know our beautiful city, as you just mentioned. And, of course, you are our friend. Are you listo? Are you ready for these questions?
I am listo. Shoot.
Your favorite tourist attraction?
I love the Mission de San Javier del Bac, the San Javier Mission. It is a fantastic location, and particularly these buñuelos that they sell over there. Oh my God, lovely.
The Indian fry bread, like buñuelos, as we call it, they call it Indian fry bread. But have you had the Indian fry bread tacos with the chili colorado and the cheese and the beans and all of that?
Oh, yes. And I also love the tacos Abson in the south of Tucson. The flavors of my hometown, Hermosillo, so I love it.
Tacos Abson is my favorite in Tucson. No one knows about it. And the tacos there are amazing. I love that place. I agree with you on that. All right, what's your favorite menudo? Red or white?
White, definitely. The Sonoran way.
Your favorite raspado? You like...
I love the chamoyadas. Do you know the raspados with chamoy?
Yeah, I love chamoy.
So, sweet and sour and spicy. It's like the Mexican culture in a raspado, you know?
It is. Tostilocos or cóctel de elote?
Cóctel de elote.
I'm the same way. All right, your favorite Mexican music, just so we get to know you. Banda, rock en español, romántica, or mariachi?
I am very cursi, so I love romanticas. But when I have a tequila or two, mariachi needs to do it.
See, we're no different. You know, whether you're from Mexico or you're Chicano, Latino, Hispanic from Tucson, we all love our tequila when we listen to mariachi, right?
Definitely. It's the best combo.
And I just want to make it clear, you are available to anyone who has questions about any travel to Mexico, any issues within the United States, and in just making sure you help everyone in the community who has passport issues. How do we contact you?
Yes, you can call the Mexican consulate here in Tucson, and the number is 520-882-5595. But if you just want to do a paperwork, you know that you need a passport, you need a power of attorney, or you want to do the dual citizenship process, you have to do an appointment because we are attending people on appointment system in order to guarantee that there is not going to be more people in a room that there need to be during the pandemic.
Consul Rafael Barceló, gracias por todo su servicio en nuestra comunidad. Thank you for all of your service to our community. Agradecemos su asociación. We appreciate your partnership. You are always invited on Tucson's Hispanic Voices. Siempre estás invitado en mi programa de radio. Gracias. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. I hope I will be able to come back to you anytime in order to provide more information about the services that we might do to the Hispanic community at large, the Mexican nationals in particular, but also for the Tucsonan community, because we are here and we are part of the community. Thank you so much for the space, Steve. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors, MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle, Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980, the law office of Natalie H. Haywood, she's more than just a criminal defense attorney, she's an advocate for human rights, and theme music composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo. Tune in to Tucson's Hispanic Voices every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 right here on KVOY 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Nunez. See you on the radio next week.